Dear friends, here David is praying and he's crying out to God. He's desperate about this matter. He seems to be hopeless. And so he prays. Dear friends, do you feel hopeless? But then do you pray? How amazing it is that in our hopelessness, there is always hope. In our desperate case, there is always a way. God, our Father, He sent His beloved Son into this world so people like David can pray with that understanding of the Messiah who was to come. Ultimately, he finishes by speaking about the enemies to be cut off. He's speaking about that final day of removal of all God's enemies. But in his life, he was looking forward. He had a way that he knew God would deliver him. And so he would pray to that end. And he wants to be teachable. He says in verse 10, teach me to do thy will. Well, my friends, we are now living in New Testament days where we have now the complete Bible. Now we can see these things clearly. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ is our mediator. We know that He is our life. So when we pray, quicken me, as the psalmist is praying, we are thinking about this eternal life to be given, for us to be revived and awakened. And it says, for thy name's sake. What a name God has. Jehovah. But what a name His Son has. Jesus, the Savior. So dear friends, here we are. We have enemies. The greatest enemy, do you know what it is? Your own heart. Sins. Don't we need to run away from them? Don't we want them to be destroyed? Should they not be killed, mortified? And so we pray to God. And here the psalmist, ultimately, the amazing thing that he says, with all of these things around him, he says, I am thy servant. He says, I am the servant of God. He's done everything for me. Is there anything too hard to do for the Lord, or too much to do for the Lord? No, I will follow Him. I will serve Him. He says, I am, He says, I am thy servant. He's speaking directly to God. He's not saying to other people. He's not saying, look, I am the servant of God. He says to the Lord, no, I am thy servant, Lord. I don't need to tell other people. I am thine, O Lord. So, dear friends, may these things be a blessing to us, and may each one of us say, I am the servant of God. And for us in prayer to say, I am thy servant, Lord, because Jesus Christ has now broken that cord that was attaching me to this world and to my sin and under the power of Satan. I was a servant of Satan, but now I'm the servant of the Most High God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us